Israeli and Palestinian officials today held their highest-level talks since Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took office. President Obama is expected to announce a new peace initiative later this month, leading to a Palestinian state within 2 years. But the Israeli public seems distracted at the moment and not expecting a breakthrough anytime soon. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The meeting between Israeli Vice Prime Minister Silvan Shalom and Palestinian Economy Minister Bassem Khoury was the first high-level talks between the two sides in 6 months. They dealt with economic, not political issues, but Israeli officials said they showed that dialogue is possible. At the same time, a spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said Israeli-Palestinian negotiations will not resume without a complete freeze on the expansion of Jewish settlements in the West Bank. President Obama is making the same demand, increasing tensions between the U.S. and Israel. He has repeatedly said that continued expansion of settlements is unacceptable. In a Jerusalem cafe, most of the patrons, like high school teacher Yehuda Azuelos, say President Obama has no right to force Israel to do things that are against its own interest.
I'm very concerned that he can press Israel to do things that are not in the benefit of Israel. He can force them to do things that are against the existence of Israel. I'm talking about the existence. I'm not talking about something that will be uncomfortable. I'm talking about the existence.
Israel withdrew from Gaza 4 years ago, he says, and the result was that Hamas fired thousands of rockets and mortars on southern Israel. If there is pressure on Israel to withdraw from the West Bank as well, he says, Hamas could cut Israel in half and hit targets like Israel's international airport. Azuelis says President Obama may be well-intentioned, but he doesn't really understand the Middle East.
Go back to the pattern, the American way of thinking, of being fair, and there are laws and things. You're in the Middle East, honey. There's no law. I'm strong today, I'll kill you. You're strong, I'll bow to you. That's it.
Israeli analyst Uri Dromi, a former director of the government press office under Yitzhak Rabin, says Israelis don't believe that President Obama will have anything new to offer.
There is a paradox here. The Israelis, in poll after poll, showing their consent or even wish to have two-state solution. On the other hand, if you tell them in order to reach a two-state solution, you have to freeze the settlement, and I think even to dismantle some settlements, then they will say, yes, but don't push me to do it. I'll do it in my own terms, in my own time, etc.
But some Israeli analysts, like Yaron Ezrahi of the Hebrew University, say that could change.
I think the Israeli-Palestinian issue will also come to a head when the pressure coming from the White House will begin to be much more palpable, and the Israelis will begin to recognize that something serious is waiting around the corner. Then the question will be whether it is another intifada or another promising peace initiative.
But at least for now, Israelis are more consumed by domestic issues. This week, former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert was indicted in 3 separate corruption cases. The allegations forced him to resign as prime minister in 2006. Former Israeli President Moshe Katsav, who was also forced to step down, this week went on trial for rape. There have also been 14 murders in Israel in the past month, which have received widespread media attention. Analyst Uri Dromi says Israelis are worried about what feels like growing violence.
Israeli society has become violent during the years, no question about it. It has to do with the erosion of solidarity and cohesion in the country. I remember as a kid, once a year I heard about a murder, and it really was shocking. Today, every day, every week, yes, unfortunately, we have become a violent society.
Perhaps, like anywhere, murders here are page one news. And at least for now, they're getting far more attention than any peace plan Barack Obama may be cooking up. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.